So Brendan Kilcoyne, we've just finished up commentary from St Unan's against Neve Connell, where St Unan's, of course, won through comfortably in the end, but the round three draw has been made, and I suppose we'll start with the winners today, St Unan's. If you're going to beat the big guns in the championship, you might as well meet them all in the group stage early on to get a feel for it. Ghidorah's next at the O'Donnell Park for them.
Yeah, certainly, Oisín. You know, after Kilcar at home the first day, comprehensive wins for St Unan's, and as you said, they played really well and won again today away down at Neve Connell. And to draw Ghidorah at home now really spices it up too. Memories of Ghidorah coming to the park in the recent past and taking a big win out of the park in the championship. So again, St Unan's will have to have full focus on it, and they'll get a lot of confidence out of that game today. So they'll know they'll need to be better and they'll need to improve as the championship goes on, but they'll get confidence out of it. As will Ghidorah after their win last night. You know, they were shaky the first day, but they recorded a good win last night against Glenfinn. So they'll be coming in with their heads held a little bit higher too. So they will. So St Unan's Ghidorah always offers a big challenge, Oisín, and it's going to be another big challenge. Yeah.
There's no doubt one of the other standout ties off the third round draw. Four Masters against Glenswilly and Donegal Town next weekend.
Yeah, Four Masters are really, you know, they're on the crest of a wave at the moment. Senan Carr with a hat-trick last night, and they're playing really well. They've a lot of confidence in them. Home to Glenswilly, it's going to be a real battle, so it is. And, you know, Glenswilly have a lot, you know, obviously with Michael Murphy back playing at the edge of the square, he's in great shape, playing really well, but they've a lot of really good young talent through the team. So that promised to be a really, really good game, and interest to be really, to see where Four Masters really are. This is a big, big test for them.
Yeah. Neve Connell will be disappointed with how they played today. Gary Wilson was up there watching the draw and watching the game today, the McCool's manager. They'll meet in Balbuffet next weekend, and if Neve Connell are going to play like the way they did today, McCool's could be in with the shout.
McCool's are another team, you have very young team, so they are, that are, you know, people expect them to push on from their semi-final appearance last year, and you know, they've a lot of quality. They've seemed to be playing really well, I suppose. Availability of players, you know, is Oshie, is Farrah okay? And that there will be the big questions. But Neve Connell, you know, that could spike them today. So it could, you know, they'll see that. They'll be hurt by that defeat today against their arch rival, St Unan's. And sometimes the best thing to get you kicked at that is a defeat, to really focus the minds again. And we know what Neve Connell have done over the last few years. So they're going to be a huge challenge for Gary Wilson McCool's. And, you know, we know the talent that McCool's have. Neve Connell, I saw Ethan O'Donnell back on the line for them today, so they will have a couple of players to come back. Word is that Ulton Doherty is out for the year with an injury, so they have a couple of problems, but they've so much talent and so much ability and know how to win games at this level. You would expect them to win that game, but it's going to be a big challenge for them.
So as for the rest of them then, St Noel's Killybegs?
St Noel again, local derby. Both teams have a huge amount to play for. St Noel's are struggling with numbers. Brendan McCall is out. You'd probably think Killybegs will come through there.
Yeah. Clohanilly against Downings has a good enough ring date, so it does.
Again, another kind of local derby. Clohanilly again have struggled really. Downings have done well in their first year in senior championship in a while, so they have, and you'd expect them, based on Clohanilly's form, to come through that one, Oisín.
Glenfinn struggled against Ghidorah, as we know, on Saturday night, but listen, they have another tough task at hand in round three against Kilcare.
Yeah, some of the pieces seem to be adding up for Glenfinn. Kilcare recovered from their defeat in O'Donnell Park last week, and you would expect Kilcare to win that, but we always say Glenfinn is a tough place to go, and it'll be hard for Kilcare to get the win there, but you expect them to come through.
Yeah, Dunlough won 2 from 2, but they're going to face a different challenge next weekend away to St Michael's at the Bridge.
Michael's have won 2 from 2, if I'm right in saying 2, so Michael's are going really well, but 3 or 4 goals past our draw today, so Michael's will fancy themselves in the Bridge. A really, really hard place to go. St Michael's probably should edge that one.
Yeah, and Ballyshannon, as we know, can be a tough place to go. Éireann against Ardra in the final fixture.
Yeah, Ardra have struggled. You know, they've lost their opening 2 games. They'll be mad for a win. Now, they did have Conor Classen back today, I think, for a while, but going to Ballyshannon is going to be difficult for them. You'd expect Ballyshannon with home advantage probably to come out on top on that one.